HBO Entertainment. Still shots of New York City intermixed with video film footage. Starring Brian Greenberg, Victor Rasuk, Lake Bell, Eddie K. Thomas, Shannon Sozomen, Scott Kidd Mascoody, and Louis Guzman in How to Make It in America. Executive producer Mark Wahlberg. Produced by Margot Myers. Created by and story by Ian Edelman. Written by Rob Weiss. Directed by Julian Farina. Audio described by Penelope Parisi. Ben and Cam arrive at David's flat.
We're just gonna make this quick, because I'm gonna be late.
It's our first board meeting. And you catered? Come on, Cameron. Gentlemen, I may not have been born cool, but I was born with an instinct for business. And my instinct is telling me that my 15% of crisp is gonna pay dividends in the long term. And get me laid in the short.
Thanks so much for this, man. Seriously.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, that's definitely enough to cover the shirt?
Yes.
Hell yeah, Capo. You are the main mango, and we won't forget it.
Gentlemen, to our sons, may they have hot mothers and rich fathers. All right?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm sorry, fellas. I gotta cut this short because I'm running late for work.
Oh, and I got vintage t-shirts to track down.
Oh, look at you two. All business. As a board member, I gotta say, I love it.
Hey, and you still doing that thing tonight, right?
Oh, hell yeah. Launch party for crisp. I got a sushi chef. I got bartenders. I got a karaoke machine. I just need you two to bring some girls and a DJ.
We got you.
All right. Yeah, man.
Yo, guys, bring some of your homies, too. You know, we'll make it like an uptown, downtown thing. But no dirt bags. I don't want anybody walking off with my Murakamis.
All right, man. See you tonight.
My man Capo's living kind of lovely.
Since when is Capo your man?
Why can't Capo be my man? Don't get jealous.
Whatever. Now, you promise you're going to get all 300 vintage tees today, because we still got to
dye. Dye and silk screener before Haraki goes back to Tokyo.
I'm
on it.
You're going to hit up Goodwill?
Goodwill and Salvation Army. I'm all over it.
All right.
I'm out.
Asleep in bed, Rachel wakes with a start. Darren is fast asleep by her side. Rubbing her eyes, she slowly sits up.
It was a crazy night, huh?
Yeah, it was.
I barely remember anything after that fourth shot of Patron.
Really?
Did we have sex in the cab ride home?
No, we did not. No. Oh, shit!
What?
I have to be on a train in 15 minutes.
What? Where? Where are you going?
I have to go to Danbury. There's this, like, flaky carpenter that I have to deal with. Shit, I'm late. This sucks.
Well, look, I'll drive you, Rach.
It's okay. I think there's, like, an 11:15, so I'll be okay.
No, I want to. It'll be fun. A road trip.
Really? Well, what about the hotel and everything here?
Yeah, they're stripping the floors or something today. I can miss it. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you. We'll stop somewhere and have Bloody Marys. We'll hair the dog that bit you.
Okay.
Ben stands across the street from Barney's clothing store, puffing on a cigarette.
She's a beauty, isn't she? 240,000 square feet of retail possibilities.
Hi, Alex.
See you inside in 43 seconds.
Outside a cake shop, Rene makes a call on his mobile.
Rene, don't do it to let you out, man.
Yeah, bro, I've been home for a minute.
Do you need a grape or two of papayas?
Nah, bro, I'm not into the papaya business no more. I'm a civilian now.
So what's going on?
Your cousin Flaco, man, he stole from me, and I'm reaching out before something real stupid happens.
Flaco?
Yeah, that puñeta has 100 large of mine, man. I mean, you gotta talk to him, Joe, for real.
100 large? Listen, Rene, are you sure it's Flaco? Because my cousin has changed his ways, too.
As a matter of fact, he's even working with little kids, man.
I'm positive it was Flaco.
Rene!
Don't stress this. We've known each other a long time, man.
Talk to your cousin.
Ben.
Yeah?
Hey, come here for a minute, please. These are the new PRPS Japanese denim made from African cotton. They go very nicely with the limited edition Yoji Yamamoto Adidas.
Gotcha.
All righty. Ben?
Yeah?
Could you put your Barney's tag on, please?
Always. Got it.
What's up, man?
Yo, dude, the two places I went to, the 50-50s are almost all sold out.
Are you serious?
How many do you have?
I got like 7 shirts.
Excuse me.
Well, did you try the Goodwill on Hudson?
There's a Goodwill over there?
Cam, it's the best in the city, man.
I'll hit you after.
Okay.
On the phone and ignoring a customer? Are you high right now?
Would it help if I said yes?
That's not cute, Ben. Not cute at all.
Okay.
Now go get him.
Yeah, sorry.
In a restaurant.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Damn, boss, what you order?
That's egg whites, cottage cheese, whole wheat toast, a little bit of melon.
Why'd you order that?
If I'm gonna be the North American CEO, I gotta look the part, man. All this fried shit, that'll kill you.
I hear you.
Tell me something good, Joe.
I wish I could, Renee, but Flacco, he don't want to listen to reason.
Joe, I ain't playing, bro.
Don't get crazy, Renee.
What'd he say?
He said, tell him to meet me at 3 o'clock, PS-163 schoolyard.
Bro, that one that Panty wants to meet me in the schoolyard? What kind of shit is that?
That's what he said. He said to also tell you that Payback is a bitch.
What?
Give the guy a break. He's got a wife. He's got kids.
He got a lot of things, and some of those don't belong to him, bro.
Renee.
Yo, can you believe this fucking guy, Flacco, man? What's wrong with him, man? He wants to meet me PS-163 schoolyard.
Boy, you did sucker punch him there.
I sucker punched him when?
10th grade.
Nah, bro, I didn't sucker punch him, man. I beat his ass man square.
I was there, Renee. You sucker punched him.
Shit, I'm gonna sucker punch you in the minute you keep that shit up, man. Yo, can you believe that pendejo still remembers that shit?
Say, he wants to meet you in the school, y'all. What else can it be?
Well, does he realize, bro, that if he spend my money, he's gonna have some serious problems?
I don't know, Renee.
Oh, you don't know, bro? You know, I gotta find somebody that knows something, man. He wants to fight. I don't fucking fight, bro. I shoot. That's right.
Darren drives Rachel in his large black 4x4 out of the city and into the neighboring country suburbs.
So, about last night,
it's good times, right?
Do you seriously not remember anything?
Yeah, I remember, like, bits and pieces of it.
You kissed a dude.
What? Where?
On the mouth. At the club.
I was hoping that was a dream, and the whole thing is so fuzzy to me, honestly.
Yeah, you did a lot of kissing last night.
Rachel, I have never been so wasted in my entire life.
I mean, I went to Brown, and I've seen some pretty crazy shit, but I just, Darren, honestly, I just didn't expect it from you.
I am so sorry. I wanted to do something with you that would be special, but clearly it did not go as planned.
So you're not bisexual?
No, I'm not.
You're not a swinger?
No.
And you're not into animals?
I like dogs, but not in that way.
At work, Ben assists a young lad.
Yeah, not sure about how they lay.
How they lay?
Yeah, how they lay. They gotta lay smoothly, or they ain't for the kid. You get me?
Yeah, no, I gotcha. Well, we just got these Japanese jeans in from Zimbabwe. No one's got them. I think you really like them.
Zimbabwe isn't even in Japan.
Yeah, I know. That's what makes them so fresh, man. Now, is the kid gonna debate me on geography, or is the kid gonna try them on? Come on, they're gonna look great with that wool shirt. I'll bring them right to you, all right?
Cam, you're killing me, man.
Killing you? I've been everywhere, and I only got a total of 9 shirts.
Are you sure you even know what you're looking for?
I'm not an idiot, Ben. 50% polyester, 50% cotton, vintage feel. But all the 50-50s are sold out.
No, that's impossible.
Can you tell my friend what you just told me?
The vintage stores come in and buy up all our 50-50s quick fast.
They do?
Uh-huh, they're very popular. Here's your friend back.
Thank you. See, I told you.
This is a nightmare.
Just meet me at Beacon's Closet, okay? Hey, Alex. I'm really sorry. I'm having a personal emergency. I gotta run out for like an hour, okay?
What's the emergency?
I don't even have time to get into it.
You can't get into it.
Yeah. Can we just call my lunch break, man?
No, not today.
What? I'll be less than an hour.
No, look, Ben.
No, you look, Alex. I'm sorry, but my numbers are great. Clients love me. Right now, I just need to take an hour to handle something very important, okay? Now, you're either gonna understand or you're not, but I'm sorry. I'm walking out the door.
Bless me, Father, because I'm about to sin.
Why, Renee?
You're the man who's taken something that's mine.
Money?
Yeah. I need that money for my business, and besides, I ain't gonna let a punk like Flacco steal from me.
We're talking about Flacco from the Lydic houses?
Yeah, that's the guy.
He's a punk.
Well, how should I handle this, Father? I gotta meet this guy at 3 o'clock.
ask for what's owed to you with kindness and compassion. And Renee, avoid violence at all cost. Can you do that?
I can try.
One last thing. How'd you get the money?
To be honest with you, Father, I robbed it.
The money was never yours to begin with.
It felt like my money, Father.
God wants you to let go of your ill-gotten gains.
Look, Father, God knows I'll never take anything that's not mine again. Just this once, I need that money back, you know? Look, I promise you and God, I'm gonna ask for it back nicely.
This is perfect. Yeah, they got tons of them. We just need them in black, though.
Hey, guys, let me know if you need any help.
Hey, what was your name?
Julie.
Julie, you look familiar. Where are you from?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn in the building, Ben.
Well, Brooklyn by way of West Orange, New Jersey.
All right, the Garden State. She's cute.
Yo, you seen these prices? It's like $30 a piece. We're gonna be losing money. It's not worth it.
Let's talk to Julie. Yo, Julie, we need 300 vintage 50-50s, but at $30 a piece, that number still seems kind of high, don't you think?
Good vintage 50-50s are pretty hard to come by.
What about a bulk rate discount?
I can ask my boss.
Yeah? Thanks.
Cam tries on a fur coat.
Yo, Ben, how would I do as a pimp?
Terrible. You look like a Dominican Ewok.
What?
Stop. Just stop.
So here's the deal. My boss doesn't normally do this, but I talked her into giving you guys $1.50 off of each shirt.
That's still $85.50.
Yeah. I hope that helps.
Nah, it really doesn't. Is that the best you can do?
It is. My boss is a lot of things. Generous is not one of them. What are you doing with all those shirts anyway?
Nothing now, but thanks for your help.
Outside, Cam chases after Ben.
Yo!
There's no fucking cabs in Brooklyn.
What the fuck is your problem? Homegirl was feeling you.
What are you talking about?
Julie was giving you the eye, bro.
You think every girl we meet has to like one of us?
How can they not? We got something for everybody. Tall, short, Jewish, Latin, grumpy, cool.
You're crazy, man.
I put $3,000 of Capel's money that says she was feeling you. And on top of that, you should apologize for being kind of dickish.
I was dickish.
Ben returns to the shop.
Julie, right?
You're back.
Yeah. Look, I just wanted to apologize if I was rude to you before. I'm Ben, by the way.
Nice to meet you, Ben, by the way.
Yeah, see, the reason I'm stressed out is because we're trying to track down these shirts because we're starting a new T-shirt line in Tokyo.
Tokyo?
Yeah.
Wow. Someone's fabulous.
Nobody's ever used that word to describe me before, but I'll take it. Thanks. What? What are you doing tonight? Because my friend is having this party at his apartment, and they're going to have karaoke, and I know that's totally lame, but...
I'm in.
Are you serious? What, you sing?
Not like Celine Dion. But...
Hey, give me your number. I'll text you the info tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay.
It went well.
Yeah. The piece is going to be ready by Monday, and he threw in free delivery and apples. Come on. Turn on.
This is very biblical.
Come on, give me the keys. I'll get us back in an hour. You drive slow.
Take it easy, Danica Patrick. Are you really in a rush?
No. Well, I don't know.
I got something I want to show you. So this is where I grew up until I was in the 10th grade.
This is so beautiful.
Actually, behind that tree is where I felt my first set of boobs.
Oh.
Rebecca Hill, a.k.a. Becky Big Hills.
Do you need a moment?
They were memorable.
All right.
Rene, followed by his posse of heavies, saunters along a street until he reaches the meeting point with Flacco.
Been working up, Anna. I ain't that skinny kid anymore.
Congratulations, Flacco. I'm really happy for you. You got my money?
You're talking about this money. What money?
The money that I had hidden in the basement ceiling over at Tito's house.
I don't have your money, because it wasn't up there. I didn't see it, and if I did, I would have returned it, because I'm not a thief like you. I run a business.
You lying to me, Flacco?
I'm a Boy Scouts of America troop leader. I lead by example.
That's why you called me here?
No. I called you here because you sucker punched me a little time ago. You'd have been waiting to settle the score.
Come on, bro. We're not kids no more. You know, this is crazy. I mean, look at you. You got a good business. You know, you got a nice house. Jesus, man, that watch, is that a Brinkley, bro?
Rene punches him in the face, then calmly departs the scene.
Mama, but she was practicing kindness and compassion.
Well, the guy had wasted my time with that childishness. Now I didn't sucker punch.
What should we do now? Should I go shake the cash out of your crazy cousin and his wife?
Nah, bro, I won't let that go, man. Maybe Father Dan, you know, maybe he was right. God didn't want me to have that money. Then we gotta look into some alternative option now. You know, plan B, Papa?
Ben hurriedly returns to work in Barney's clothing store.
Well, well, well. Look who came back.
Alex. So sorry about before. The emergency is under control. I will make up the time. My name tag's on. I'm ready to go, man. So we're all good.
Give me your tag, Ben.
Come on, Alex. Don't do this, man.
You did it to yourself. Don't think of it as you're fired. Think of it as you're free.
Frustrated, Ben reluctantly hands over his name tag.
Hi, can I help you, ma'am?
Nighttime. Darren drives Rachel back towards the bright lights of the city.
So, should I drop you off or are you gonna stay over?
I feel like I gotta get home and just, like, get my stuff together, you know?
Gotcha. Hey, you know what I was thinking, actually?
What?
I was thinking maybe we could run over to your place first and just you could go in and grab all your favorite possessions and then move in with me.
What? Wait, are you serious?
Completely.
Dad.
Look, I know it sounds crazy, but I'm just at that point in my life, Rach, where I know very clearly what I want. I'm gonna be 35 next month and I have dated enough insane women to know how special you are.
Okay, I'm gonna take that as a compliment.
I wanted to ask you this last night, but the evening just took that wrong turn.
We've only dated for 2 months.
Well, yeah, but you spent half the week in my house as is.
Right.
If you say yes now, I'll give you the walk-in closet.
Hilarious.
Look, sometimes the best things in life are unplanned, spontaneous, you know? And look, all I'm saying is if you could just consider it.
Okay.
Rene sits at a bar in a snooker club.
100 grand? No problem.
We can do this two ways. I could give you the standard street vig, or I could UCC your business.
That means that if you miss a payment, we own Rasta Monster.
I know what that means, Jose. Give me the vig.
I'm gonna need to see you every Friday.
I know.
At David's party, Gingy chats with Ben and Cam.
Do you know how many restaurant jobs my father got fired from?
How many?
11. And now, he owns that many. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, and the dope part about it is that you got fired.
What's dope about getting fired?
Collecting that unemployment, son.
It's like 400 a week, so what I'm talking about.
Got the kitchen right here.
Nice.
Got our own personal chef. Sub-Zero, Viking.
All that.
This right here, this is where the magico happens.
Nice. This is pretty baller.
Hastings mattress, Fred A. sheets,
sweet.
Whatever, soft. Right here, check this out, watch this.
Ooh.
That's okay. Nice, right?
Ooh, there we go. Yeah, the mood like is that. Set. Dope, man.
Yo, Domingo, let me ask you a question, man.
You're kind of making me nervous, dude.
Why do you think I can't get a girlfriend?
Yeah, man, I don't even know you that
well. I get girls to come over here and whatever, but just there's no repeat business.
What does that mean?
Hey guys, spicy tuna roll.
Yo, what's up? You wanna come and chill with me and my boy Domingo right here? It's all right. I'm not gonna tell the host.
David, are you trying to make a Heather sandwich?
Well.
Too bad for you boys. I'm working tonight, so.
So good to see you. I'll see you later.
Have a good night.
I'll be around.
Where do you get your waitresses from?
Well, she was dancing at Scores.
Nice.
And we dated briefly, but she said I was too Jewy.
What? You are so not Jewy.
I know.
Oh, shit. Look who came to see you.
Nobody creative feels their day job. At least we got your Japanese t-shirt empire to fall back on.
Honestly, Julie, I've got nothing.
You didn't get the tees?
No. Awesome.
Well, maybe I can help.
What, you gonna let me shoplift 300 t-shirts from your store?
Better.
Yeah?
I'll tell you where we get ours. It's a little bit out of the way, but for $200, you can get all the vintage t-shirts you can carry.
When are you taking me?
Well, not right now. But if you play your cards right, maybe I'll take you there tomorrow.
Now, don't tease me, Julie, because I'm a desperate man.
How desperate?
Head over heels, we're toe to toe. This is the sound of my soul.
I take what, cause you let me at two for my family.
Oh, here she comes, Gingy, watch out, boy, she'll chew you up.
The partygoers enjoy singing karaoke. Still shots of all the guests drinking and socialising. Images of Ben kissing Julie. The next day, Cam drives Ben and Julie in a silver Range Rover into a dockyard.
So what exactly is this place?
You know how you always see refugees in crazy places around the globe wearing Aerosmith t-shirts and Benetton?
Uh-huh.
This is where it all gets shipped from.
Jules.
Thanks for hooking us up early, Lenny. Do me a favor and don't tell my boss I was here. This is her secret stash. She'll literally kill me if she finds out about this.
200, right?
That's the number.
They're shown into a large warehouse. Their eyes widen as they see vast piles of bagged up clothes.
Let's get dirty, kid.
The end.